T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Than that, what if you could adapt and find new ways to succeed with new customers? Learn how you can not just bounce back but bounce forward at ComcastBusiness.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Mobile Kia Studios on your home of the Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United. Sports Radio 92.9, the game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios on this Thursday, July 30th. Atlanta United's got a huge change coming when it does get back on the field. It will have its third ever manager leading the way. Jason Longshore here to discuss that and more as he jumps into the program. Atlanta United analyst joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Morning to you, Jason.
Jason. Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Hey, pretty good. So Stephen Glass, you know, he's the new interim coach for Atlanta United. What can we expect of him when soccer does start back up?
And you're going to get to hear from Stephen Glass later today. He's meeting with the media at 1 o'clock. I've had the chance to watch Stephen with Atlanta United 2 over the last year and a half. And tactically, I don't know if we really know what it's going to look like yet, because his job with Atlanta United 2 has been to prepare players for the first team. So to play completely different tactics than the first team doesn't make any sense. You want guys to be able to go from one team to the other. But little differences that I've noticed is he loves teams that play with a lot of intensity, a lot of tempo. He wants teams to play fast. He's been blessed with having very young teams that it's easy to do that with. But he's always talking about pushing the tempo. He's always talking about pushing the intensity. And that's something that if you look at the Orlando tournament for Atlanta United's first team, that was lacking at times.
You know, it's going to be interesting not only to see how the team reacts to the new head coach he's going to be introduced today, but kind of what the reaction was to, you know, the way that Frank DeBoer kind of exited. We heard that it was mutual. Is that a fair thing to think that, you know, both there was frustration on the part of Carlos Bocanegra and maybe some frustration on the part of Frank DeBoer that this was square peg round hole?
I think it's a fair thing to think. I mean, you don't normally see those kinds of releases, if they're not mutual, including statements from the person who is no longer with the club. And that's what happened here. It all came pretty suddenly, too. You know, Darren Eales told, you know, Carl and Mike on Dukes and Bell earlier this week, also told Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that, you know, this happened after a meeting on Friday. So it happened pretty quickly. And if both sides aren't really happy with the direction, if you don't really know what's going to change to do it with everything staying the same, you've got to make that change. And Darren talked about specifically kind of that direction, where things are going. And it just, from the Orlando tournament, and for me specifically, the last match against Columbus, the first half being so flat, and the reaction to going a goal down in a must-win game being so flat, it took till halftime for that to change. It didn't look right. Something didn't look or feel right.
You know, when we talk about Stephen Glass being here, and you know, I think Darren Eels alluded to the fact that, you know, this was on everybody. This is just not a Frank DeBoer thing. This was on everybody, and you alluded to the fact that they looked a little flat. Who benefits the most? What players or player benefits the most from having Stephen Glass taken over at this point?
It's a little hard to say until we see any changes in the way the team plays, but I think anybody who didn't really look comfortable before, and Pitty Martinez is one that I think it's easy to say at times hasn't looked comfortable under Frank DeBoer. I think Stephen Glass, you know, both are former players, Frank DeBoer and Stephen Glass, but when you've been through this kind of situation, and Stephen with Atlanta United too, you know, they're training next to Atlanta United. They're playing against Atlanta United in scrimmages at training. Players are moving back and forth. There's a lot of interaction between the two teams. So he should have a pretty good feel of what the vibe is, what the feel of the group is. Mm-hmm. And I think he's probably going to be going out of his way to try to make everybody feel comfortable. Pithy's one that I think he's a player who thrives on being comfortable. This should help him.
I'm kind of curious, you know, when you had a coach who's got a certain style like DeBoer and is really wants to play, you know, the 3-4-3 versus, you know, a team that it seems that most fans look at Atlanta United and says is more, you know, less structured and more, you know, of a, you know, a team that kind of got a flow of the game kind of team, you know, playing more like Brazilian soccer than German soccer or Latin soccer versus European soccer. Is there a case that could be made, Jason, for a new coach coming in, even when you're putting new pieces in, to kind of let it fly a little bit and see what the long suits are? Because I don't know that right now, without Joseph Martinez, we really know what the long suit of the team is.
Yeah, I don't think Frank was married to playing 3-4-3. I think he's what he felt was best for this team at this moment. I mean, you look back to last year, the team played in a 3-5-2 and a 4-3-3 and in a different version of the 3-4-3. And I don't put any of that down to where the manager's from or a certain continent or anything like that. I think you've got to find balance. And that's what was a struggle consistently for this team under Frank DeBoer. He wanted the team to be more responsible defensively so they could be more open. You can't just play open with no structure or if you do, you're going to give up a ton of goals. You might score a bunch, but you're going to give up a bunch. And any sport, defense is critical to winning championships. You've got to have a basic layer of it. That's something that's going to have to be ingrained day one here with Stephen Glass on the short-term basis, on the interim basis, and whoever follows him. You've got to have some structure, and the players have to accept the structure that is going to be put in place, because if you don't have that balance, it's easy for opponents to pick you apart. You've got to have some structure to it, because you look at the teams that do score a lot of goals in the world. You look at your Liverpools, you look at your Manchester Cities, you look at your South American teams that score a lot of goals as well. You've got to have that base to build from, because if you're secure defensively, you can commit more numbers forward because of that security.
Well, Jason, with all that being said, and Glass being the new interim head coach, Is your expectations for Atlanta United when we do get back to play, are they a little bit tempered now because we went through all these changes, or are they still, the expectations still high for this club?
I think they're still high because the club's talented. I think the timeline of when this club plays its best soccer is the biggest question mark. The season is still a big question mark as to what it looks like when it starts and what the playoff structure is going to be. The reports are that it'll be in enhanced playoff structure with more teams involved, which is not a surprise. Baseball's done it. I would assume MLS would too, because you're not playing a full schedule. That gives Atlanta a little more time to sort this out. This is a team that's talented and can go on a run. You get into the playoffs, anything can happen. But you've got to get things right. You've got to get the feel right, because for me, more than anything with what's happened over the last year and a half, it's felt like the chemistry hasn't ever fit. It hasn't ever come together in the way that it should. We've seen moments, but we haven't seen it enough. That's something that's got to change for this team to play its best.
And then you're going to be adding all these new pieces in on top of that. Dom or Dam?
Jurgen Dom.
Jurgen Dom.
Jurgen Dom and Eric Lopez And so you're adding new pieces in on top of everything else and trying to find out where all this kind of fits for you at the same time as you're trying to do this. So I guess the good news is that we really don't know when the next game's going to be. We may have up to, what, another month?
Could be up to another month. Could be about 3 weeks. It's a little hard to tell. There's been some reports that MLS could make an announcement, at least about the basic framework of what the rest of the season looks like later this week, and that'll help from a preparation standpoint. But the team's training, preparing for that next game whenever it comes. You will be incorporating Jurgen Damm. Eric Lopez will be on loan with Atlanta United, too, to start at least. There's some potential that he might be able to play some for the first team the rest of this year before he joins them permanently next year. There's also a lot of rumors about other moves, and this upcoming transfer window that's going to open after the MLS's back tournament, I think it's going to be very busy around the league, but it's going to be busy for Atlanta United as well, because you're going to have clubs around the world who have hit some financial problems due to the coronavirus outbreak, and they're going to have to bring in some revenue. The only revenue they can bring in is selling players. That could result in some very good deals out there in the market, and Atlanta United's going to have to explore that. But if moves happen where players come in, you're going to have to make some moves to clear roster spots. So this could be a really interesting next month or couple of months for Atlanta United as they have opportunities to strengthen already a good roster and participate in a global market in this transfer window. It's going to be pretty wild.
All right, give me your best guess on how this is going to work with Stephen Glass.
That's hard to say. I like Stephen a lot as a manager. I like him a lot as a personality in the game. I think he gets it. I think he has a good feel for this group. I think you'll see a bump because the players understand that the pressure's on them as well to perform, because this is not where Atlanta United should be at 2-3 in the regular season. And I think Steven's going to do a lot of things to kind of get out of their way and make it easy for the players and make them comfortable. So I think you'll see a good bump under Stephen Glass. I think he's the right personality for this group.
All right, Jason, well, we look forward to it. And again, he'll be meeting with the media today, and we'll hear from him as he takes over the reins as the third guy in charge of Atlanta United. Thanks, Jason, as always.
Appreciate it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.